way, God has a funny way of showing you who's boss. It's not ever at the time that you think.
She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Thank you for joining another episode of Our Mirrors Reflections. Oh my God, I can't believe we're coming towards the last few weeks of 2020. What a year it's been. It has been a roller coaster of pain, of sadness, of death, for some people, triumphs. You know, some people birthed new businesses and are successful and doing well. There are some people that lost, you know, a lot of loved ones. And for me, it's been a roller coaster. It's been very up and down, but I will say is I've gotten to a point where I am grateful for the challenges. I'm grateful for the adversity. It taught me what I always knew about myself. I will get through it. And to my listeners, to my supporters, that has never faltered, that has never failed me, that has always showed up, I am so grateful to you. If I didn't have you guys listening, if I didn't get your guys' direct messages and emails and phone calls, I would have given up. And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be transparent, 100% transparent. I would have given up. If it wasn't for my daughter pushing me and encouraging me and telling me how needed I am and how important the work that I'm doing, how important it is, I would have stopped. And the only reason I think I was willing to throw in the towel is because I just was not seeing all that I was putting in. I was not seeing the rewards that I thought that I was deserving of. And boy, God has a funny way of showing you who's boss. It's not ever at the time that you think that you expect it because you did the work. It's always going to be the time that the universe says it's your time. And I as much as I've went through this year and as many people have gone through, and even worse, and when I say have gone through, nothing to do with financially, has nothing to do with not being this blowout success. It has everything to do with my mental state and where it put me, you know, taking a risk and then having COVID happen and having to push my book back. And this is life. This is life. And I've realized that this is no different than facing any other adversity in your life. This pandemic, this COVID-19, this staying at home is no different than being in turmoil in your mind because of other adversities that you're facing. So it took me a long time, honestly, to get to this place. And that's why I said that I could not, in good faith and transparency, tape while I was mentally going through this, because I was banking on coming out and this being a great year. And it didn't pan out that way. And not that it was a flop. It's just that the things that I had planned to come out could not come out. And although I was being pushed, you know, by my people supporting me behind, was to still put it out, I didn't think it was the time to put it out. You know, I didn't think it was the time to share my story, to share my journey, because people were going through so much trauma already. And one thing I know about studying trauma, experiencing trauma, is that you cannot add more trauma to that. It's only going to snowball into a bad situation. It's only going to be a bad situation turning worse. And I am glad I made the decision to pause on everything. And it's okay to go against the grain. It's okay to sit back and take a seat. It is okay. And it doesn't mean you failed. You have to do with what you can live with. You have to do with what makes sense for you and for your family and for your mental health. And I am so grateful that I listened to that voice inside. I'm so grateful I followed my gut, because I would never be here today talking to you. I just wouldn't. So I just want to say, before we get into this podcast, thank you for riding with me. Thank you for supporting me. Your direct messages, your messages on Instagram, your phone calls, it was huge, and it really did something to me. And to all the girlfriends that I have that have been loving on me and supporting me through this journey, I appreciate you. You all know who you are. You've been my riders. When I was down, you lifted me up. And even some girlfriends I don't talk to on a regular basis, but they show up and show out when I need them. And so I'm grateful to you. To my kids, who are my biggest inspirations, my biggest cheerleaders, my biggest supporters, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have gotten through 2020 if I didn't have you guys, you know, by my side. You know, to my heart, oh God, B, we've been through so much shit. Talk about, you know, divorce, marriage. It's crazy. You never know how life is going to end up. And if you told me this 5 years ago when I got divorced, that 5 years later I would be back with my husband, I'd have told you a liar. So you just never know. Everything happens for a reason. I have learned to just live, and I'm learning more and more every day how to release and not be such a damn control freak. Learn to release and go with the moment. As I look at myself, I've gone from, you know, 130 to 135 to 145 to 155 to 158, back to 145, back to 140. My weight has fluctuated the most this year. I didn't even fluctuate in my weight through my pregnancies. But this year was a traumatic year for all of us. And what I am grateful for is I have not buried a family member this year. I'm so grateful. I count my blessings to that. As my dad's anniversary comes up for his death, it's a very emotional week for me. It's the week leading up to my birthday. It's a tough time. But when I think about my father, I think about all the promises that I made to him before he took his last breath. And I'm going to make my dad proud. I am not going to let him down. I have a mom that is still alive, who I love dearly, who I would do anything for. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye, but she's my mother. She's my old earth. She's the woman who birthed me. She's the woman who taught me everything that I know. Everything positive that I know, I learned from my mother. And I'm grateful to you, Mom. I mean, if you told me years ago I would be doing this, I would tell you you're lying. If you told me, you know, a year ago I would have left, you know, a secure career to take a chance on myself, I would have told you I'd never do it. I have done some things that I never thought I would do. And because I took the risk, I'm a winner. I'm a winner, and I don't need anybody to co-sign that I'm a winner. I'm co-signing that I'm a winner because I took a risk on myself, and it was worth the risk. It was worth the risk. Sometimes you need to boost your ego, and no one is going to do it for you but you. So you must take that chance by any means necessary, whatever you need to do. As long as you're not harming anyone and you're not taking from anyone's plate, you need to boost your ego. Do what it takes to boost your ego, because sometimes you're never going to find anyone to do it for you. So you have to do it for yourself. That is what I have taken through this journey, is that my ego was bruised. I felt defeated. I felt taken advantage of. I felt unappreciated. I felt so many things that Andrea Paula Jackson, also known as Andrea, had to do something for herself to save herself. It was like I was in quicksand and I was sinking, and nobody was throwing me a rope to fucking get myself out of this quicksand. And I had to freaking claw my nails out of it and get out of it. And I did. And I'm grateful for it. And as you all know, I use analogies, and you can read between the lines or whatever you want to take from it. The moral of the story is, if you're going to bet big, bet on yourself, and don't ever wait for anyone to bet on you and co-sign, because sometimes you'll be waiting forever and it may never happen. Bet on yourself. That's what I've taken from this. What I've also learned is, listen, being an entrepreneur is not easy. And some people could do it and live off of other people and live in other people's homes and borrow from this one or date this guy, whatever they need to do to survive. I'm not cut like that. I'm not made from that cloth, and I'm not going to do it. Okay? I have a husband who has always provided for his kids. Finances was never our issue. That was never a problem for us. But I'm also a person that has never depended on him for anything. And so for me, when I know my responsibility as a mom is to take care of my son and to provide for my son, or whatever arrangements my husband and I have made amongst ourselves, I am never going to walk away from my responsibility just because I could and I can. I'm not going to do it. I'm not that type of woman, and that's not how I was raised. So for me, going back and getting a gig, and not just any gig and not any random gig, because quite frankly, what I am blessed with, I could actually say I was offered five positions during COVID. And I feel blessed and I feel honored, and I don't take it lightly. But I also know that I have worked my ass off in corporate America for 20 plus years to get where I am today. And no one handed me anything. I had to work, and I had to do some things that most people would turn their nose up at. Okay? But I always kept it clean and I always kept it classy. And I could say I worked my way up the fucking ladder, and I'm still working my way up the ladder. And at the end of the day, I do this for my children so they don't have to work in the way that I had to work, that they get to choose the careers of their choice. That's why I do it. And when you become a parent and when you become a mother, those are the sacrifices you have to make, because you made a decision to bring life into the world. They did not ask to be here. And because you made that decision, sometimes you have to choose them over you. And quite frankly, that's how it should always be, to an extent. As my kids get older, my daughter's 24, my son is 14, going on 15, about to go to high school. I have learned I also still have to choose me. There has to be a medium. And I'm learning that as they get older, your kids are going to make choices that you may not always agree with. But you have to love them. You have to support them. But you have to also let them be who they are. And it's something that I learned from my mother's parenting. Allowing your children to be who they are, loving them in the space that they're in. It took me some time to get there, because as a parent, you have these visions for your kids and for your children, and they're not always going to meet those visions. Those visions are not always going to come to pass. They may never happen, and you actually have to be okay with it. I'm not a perfect mom, nor would I ever say that I'm a perfect mom. I think it's something that your children when they become adults, should say what they think of you as the parent. I think that's how you know if you were a good parent or not. But you can't sit here and say, well, I'm the perfect wife, or I'm the perfect mom. And there's no such thing as a perfect mom. I will always say I'm a good mom. I'm a mom that shows up and I deliver. But I'm also a mom that failed at some things. And, it you know, having a daughter that's 24, you can have these honest conversations and see where you drop the ball. And so I'm grateful for that, because I still have a child that's younger and I could apply the things that my daughter is showing me where maybe I failed as a parent, as a mother. And so this podcast, I hope that all my listeners have gotten this, is transparency, honesty, learning from maybe some of the failures that I made, and also learning from some of the triumphs that I made. You know, how you can invest your money, how you can save, you know, how you can get that college fund for your kids, you know, how you could not spend and live beyond your means. I've been down that road. It never ends well. Don't do it to yourself. You know, how to not ever feel less than, no matter where you work or who you're around. Know your position, know your role, know your worth, and stand in that truth. And don't ever sway from that truth, no matter what somebody says to you. Because remember, people come with their own stuff. They bring their own luggage that they have not unpacked to your table. And so you have to understand that when sometimes people speak, they're speaking about what they're feeling about themselves, about what they have experienced, but not necessarily what your truth is. I have learned a lot. In 2020, I'm grateful for it. I have learned to be more understanding. I've learned to move in silence. I've learned to make my circle tighter. And I also learned that my expectations I have, you know, of friends and family is sometimes unfair, because I'm expecting people to do like I would do, give like I would give, show up the way I would show up. And the truth of the matter is, there's only one Andrea Jackson, and people are not going to show up in how I show up. So I either could love them, you know, appreciate them from what they can give, or if I cannot tolerate or I cannot accept it, to release them, but to release them in love and in compassion. And unfortunately, you know, some friends that I've lost, I did not release them in love and compassion, because I don't feel it was even authentic to begin with. And some of those friends you just have to release, because they're unhealthy for you, they're not good for you, and they're not going to bring you any good fortune. And you have to be, I'm at a stage in my life where I know that, and I have to stop making excuses for people's bad behaviors. And also, I have to learn to love people where they are. And I have to be honest and say, could I deal with it or I cannot? And so this year was a learning lesson. I'm still learning. I'm open-minded to grow even more. And I know where I made my mistakes in business. One thing I've learned definitely, and I think everyone should remember this, if you had a corporate job and then you branch off into being an entrepreneur, don't leave your corporate skills behind, your knowledge behind. Bring that with you to the table, because that accounts for something. And don't be so trustworthy. Business is business, honey. Get your NDAs out. Get your contracts out. You know, have your lawyer review it. And don't feel any way about it. And that's something that I struggled with, you know. And it was a tough lesson. I lost a lot of money last year trusting the wrong people. And it's okay, because one thing I know about karma deals with people when it's time. So I don't need to do anything. If you needed it that bad and that's what you had to do to get it, God bless you. Because what I have realized about the universe is I'm getting that 20-fold. And it's only because I released other situations that wasn't worth fighting for. So sometimes when people play dirty, you just have to let them play in the mud and in the dirt by themselves, honey. And you got to dust yourself off and go on to the next park and find something else to do.
So take that lesson from me. Dot your I's, cross your T's, get your NDAs, have your lawyer look over everything. I don't care if it's a friend, a best friend, you know them through somebody. Everybody needs to be fact-checked and back-checked, because unfortunately, we're in a world where there's a lot of frauds out here, and they're just looking for their get-rich scheme. And they know who to pick out, and they know who's vulnerable. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of who you're vulnerable to. Some people, like I said, is very undeserving. And that is what I have taken out of 2020. I have learned that I am unique. I am a giver. I'm a supporter. And I will show up for people in a way that they are not even used to, or they are not even capable of, but it doesn't make them a bad person. And it took me a long time, my listeners, to get here, a long time. But I have arrived. I am here. I'm learning to be accepting. I'm learning humility, and humility in a way of, I'm very humble, but humility in a way of, I'm not different and better than anybody. I'm just Andrea Jackson, just like the next person is who they are. And we have to respect people in the space they're in and how they were raised and what they were taught and what their circumstances were. So I'm learning to be more open-minded and to be more thoughtful of that. I'm grateful for the friendships that I was able to build on this year. It's been a very interesting year, and I have built some deep sisterhood with some people that I didn't even see it on the radar, but it has happened, and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful to see my daughter, you know, taking her business to another level. It's amazing to watch because I birthed her, and it's amazing to watch and see my son go off to boarding school. I never thought, you know, B and I never thought we would allow our son to go to boarding school at such a young age. I mean, our daughter lived abroad in China, in Italy, in Africa. Brianna's been abroad all over. And she was our first child, our only girl. But Brianna's very mature for her age, so it was very easy to release her. With our son, you know, it's our baby, it's our last child, and you're always so fearful. But I think it was the best decision B and I made, was to release Jackson for him to, you know, figure out himself and you know, not have his mother baby him anymore. And he's doing pretty good. He still is growing and still learning, and we just have to be that support system for him. And to all the parents out there, I know it's been a struggle working from home, you know, teaching your children from home, you know, trying to figure out how you're going to pay the bills. It was a challenging year for everyone. And so I don't want to choose or say, well, it was worse for the people that are poor. It was worse for the people that are what. It was mind blowing for everyone that's human living on this earth right now during 2020. It was mind-blowing, and everyone has struggled and suffered in some way. And when it comes to mental health, it doesn't matter of your financial status, it doesn't matter of your education, it doesn't matter of the circle that you travel in. Mental health is affected by everyone, by everyone. We all have our struggles with mental health for different reasons, but mental health is mental health. And this has been a trying time for everyone. But I don't want us to forget, children, they don't have the tools that we have as adults. They are the ones who are suffering, to me, the most. And we can't forget that. We have to show up. We have to learn to be patient. It's something I'm telling myself every day. My son just been home for the last few weeks for holiday. And oh, it has been challenging because I'm dealing with a teenager. And I've been a mom since I'm 17. So I've been a mom since more than half my life. It's a lot. And so every day I'm telling myself patience. But I can't imagine having 2-3 children that's toddlers, and you have to have your career and working from home. That is a challenge. You know, to all the marriages that has been struggling, have some compassion for each other. Have some understanding for each other.
it's a trying time for everybody. And when we think to say something slick or flip out of our mouths or hurtful or hit below the belt, bite that tongue, bite that cheek. It may hurt tomorrow. It may be sore, but bite it. Because if you release it, I promise you, when better times come, your partner, your mate, your loved one, your children, they won't forget. And we don't want to add trauma on top of the trauma that we're already facing. We're going into some trying times, and I got to tell you, I feel 2021 is not going to be any better. But what we can do is think positive. What we can do is still plan. What we can do is try to live in any way that we can. If 2020 have not showed you how to be more compassionate, how to be more empathetic, how to be more understanding, how to communicate better, then we have a long way to go. Because 2021, I think, is going to be similar to 2020. And we just have to learn to deal with what our new normal is. We have to learn. We have to learn how to cope. And we have to give our children the coping mechanisms on how to deal with these things. Because who knows what will happen for another 20 years from now, another 15 years from now. We don't know. And because we don't know and it's the unknown, what we can take is how to be more compassionate and empathetic and loving to each other. We all have different needs, and it's very hard to meet everyone's needs. But everyone's needs are valid, and we cannot walk around like only we're the head and no one else matters. Everyone matters. Everyone's feelings matter. And so I say, you know, whatever works for your family, praying together, you know, being still together, doing yoga together, going to gym, whatever, find something that everyone in your home that you can do and you could bond together. You know, B and I had some, you know, friends over, and they said they meditated together. They would meditate. And I got to tell you, I've known this couple for a long time, and I see the difference. I see it. They are moving as one. They're calm. The love is there. So whatever it is that you need to do to get your calm, to get your peace, one, as an individual, because if you're not calm as an individual, there's no way you could be calm as a family or even with your partner. Find out what your thing is that's making you uneasy. Address it. You know, I'm big on therapy. I'm big on seeing a therapist. I'm big on seeing a psychologist or whatever it is that you need. I'm big on coaches. Whatever you need to do to cope and to get onto the other side, you need to do it. But we've got to be mindful of picking up some habits that we know in the long run is not going to benefit us. The overeating, the not getting out of bed, the drinking, the smoking, the shopping, whatever it is that you do that you know is excessive, you got to be careful of that, because then you're going to have a bigger problem later. I know a lot of people haven't been going for their checkups, their mammograms, their colonoscopies, their blood work. 2020 has been rough, but please do not skip your doctor's appointments. Mask up, gloves up, cover your hair up. Get yourself to the doctors, get the mammograms, get the colonoscopies, get your blood work, get your teeth fixed. Take care of your health. It is important. Just because COVID happened does not mean you drop the ball on your health. There's a lot of people walking around here with underlying issues for a whole year and has not checked it out. And 2021 comes, it's going to be a problem. Go to your doctors, get things checked out. Let's watch what we're putting in our mouths. I love to eat. I love junk food. I don't hide it. I love candy. But I know as I get older, the risk becomes higher of diabetes and all these other ailments that I don't want to have to deal with. I really appreciate the love that you guys have given me in this last year. I don't take it for granted. It has been a blessing. The supporters that I've had, the people that have come on and that has been a part of this journey, I'm grateful to all of you. You have been a blessing to me, and it's been an honor to have you on this podcast. And my goal for 2021 is to have you know, more people on my podcast, interviewing more people, you know, and getting my voice out there. I really want to get into the healing process of after what you, when you deal with trauma, how do you heal? How did Andrea heal? How did Andrea move forward in corporate America? How did Andrea raise, you know, a great daughter, you know, although she was a young mom? How did she get past divorce and then to move forward and ends up being back, you know, with her ex-husband? You know, things can happen and you may think it's impossible. But I think sometimes when you take space for yourself to find yourself, you never know what can happen. You know, I have learned, and in my life, never say never. You don't know what the universe is going to offer you. Learn to be open. Learn to be forgiving. Learn to own your shit. Because a part of growth is owning your shit and where you make your mistakes. You know, a person can never be successful when they don't learn and they don't own where they made their bad choices. You see, I always say kids that don't know better, teenagers, they make mistakes. Adults, we make bad choices. And when we make bad choices, we have to own it. No one is perfect. I don't know anyone whose life is black or white. Life is fucking gray sometimes. It's more gray than it's black and white. But own your shit. Own your shit. And be careful, because we are all in glass houses now. Now, don't be in your glass house and throwing stone. Because as you throw that stone to somebody else, trust me, there's 10 stones to throw back at you. Let's learn to be compassionate. Let's learn to be authentic. Let's learn to be just who the fuck you are. Whoever you are, be who you are and be consistent. Because what I have learned is I can respect someone that's consistent with who they are. It's up to us if we want to keep people in our lives that we feel are, they flake, you know, and it's, you can't always have people in your life that are givers, and you can't always have people in your life that are takers. There has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. And I tell myself that every day. There is no such thing as a perfect friend. I'm not a perfect friend as much as I want to think I am. I'm not a perfect friend. I may show up for my friends. My friends can count on me, but I'm not the perfect friend because I have my flaws too that I deal with. I have my traumas that I deal with. I have my baggage that I come from my past that although I think I've changed some things, there's some shit that's a part of your DNA that is going to take some time. And if people really love you and people understand you and you guys on the same wavelength, you'll understand that about each other. But as we close 2020, let's really, really dig deep. Let's appreciate those that's in our lives. Let's thank them every day. Let's love on our loved ones. Let's live our best lives. Let's take time to give to those who need it the most. I'm big on that. And I don't think you could be in this life and really thrive and survive in this life if you don't give to those that need the most. 25% of my salary, I give to strangers and I give to people who need. And I will never change that as long as I'm working and as long as I'm on this God good earth. And I really believe being that way has blessed me in so many other ways without me even knowing it. So 2020, it's been real. I'm looking forward to 2021. It's very emotional because it's been challenging. But one thing I could say, there's some people that did not make it to where we are today. So we have to be grateful for that. Let's make our New Year's resolutions. Let's stick to it. Let's not be overzealous, but let's be humble. Let's be real about what we want, what we need, what we're passionate about, and really what our purpose is. I appreciate you. I would not be here today still doing this if it wasn't for you listeners, if it wasn't for you encouraging me. So I am grateful to you and I will always be grateful to you. Until we meet again, God willing, 2021, One thing that I know that this podcast is, it has my voice, it has my thoughts, it has my journey, and is something that will live on forever, even if I'm not here. So I'm grateful for that. Be good, be real, be you, do you. Until we meet again 2021, I wish you guys all the best.